Brittany.
Yes, we're excited to be here. Hey.
You guys would like to introduce yourself?
Hey, I am Brittany. I am from Orlando in the 30s. You know, just working, living, enjoying life, learning new things about myself, being more expressive. Thank you for inviting me, Joelle.
No problem.
And that's just a little bit about me.
Yeah, so I'm the other Brittany. I'm from Boston originally, but I've been here from after UCF days and just really working on being the best version of myself. But every day is a new day, so we'll see. Thanks for having us.
No problem. Thank you guys for coming and answering the three questions. So we're going to start off with saying the first question. Are men that in a relationship more attractive than single men? Do you think men in a relationship are more attractive than single men?
Well, it depends. Are you talking about look-wise or just attractive as a whole?
Attractive as a whole. Like the way they move, the way they carry themselves now. You know, a single man carries himself completely different from the way a man is in a relationship. So
I guess enlighten me on that because I'm thinking in typically the first step of attraction is more physical, aesthetic.
Of course.
And you don't really know what the relationship status is. So I never really understood there to be a difference between how a single man carries himself and a taken man, I guess, carries himself. So enlighten me because I don't know.
You don't know the difference from a single man and
and how they carry themselves?
Yes.
No.
So for me, I guess I'm more attracted to, obviously, a single man, because if they're married. But for me, I know there are females who kind of go after that, but it just depends on the person.
So, like, females, because some females know what a man is taking. They be like, oh, I love the way how he's treating his woman or whatever. I want that, so I'm going to take her.
If you actually see how he's treating a woman, though.
But it's still like, you see a man being a great father or whatever. He's in a whole relationship. And you be like, oh, he's a great father. I want him or whatnot. You don't have that type of thoughts or whatever?
Oh, absolutely. I love to see men with their families and their children, especially when they're by themselves with their children. Like, it is an attractive thing to see, but I'm thinking that you're asking the question in a more romantic way. And yeah. Romantically, I don't find men that are taken attractive at all. But if you mean, like, physically, can I recognize the man as attractive? Absolutely. But I don't see the difference in how a man carries himself based on his relationship status. I've just never taken the time to think about it.
I love a woman that's in a relationship.
Okay.
Like, not love, but I like, sometimes, because there's pros and cons to it, basically. You know, because now that side dudes are being more, you know, acceptable or whatever. Mm-hmm. So being a side dude is like, I hate being there, but I also love being there.
Oh, okay. You like being a side dude is what you're saying.
At most points. I would love a woman for myself, but, you know, just getting, you know, her part-time, that's beautiful.
it brings balance.
Yeah, it brings balance. Like,
yeah, that's what you want.
You can't argue with me. Go argue what you do, like.
Okay.
I can see how that works for some people.
Yeah, so like for females, does the females do that from a female perspective?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, there are females that do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I just want them to, you know,
certain
pay me hush money or, you know, I just want the penis.
Yeah.
Have you ever been a side chick?
No.
Not once in your life you knew it, or after the fact you knew it.
Not that I know of.
No, I'm never intentionally.
Not even after he's like, yo, you know what I mean? You're the side chick.
No.
All right. Well, actually, hold on.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
And if it is, what are some of the signs you've seen during a relationship that you could look back on and say, hey, yeah, I was a side chick?
It was so petty because it's in college too. So
right, it's okay.
That's normal.
It was petty, but I didn't realize that I was. And it's crazy because I was a side. There were multiple sides.
Good God. That guy is a legend.
Yeah, like, it was crazy because he was very charming and just, like, I felt like he was just...
Well, what made him charming? Was he in a frat or was he a real dude?
He, as far as I knew, when I declared that he was charming and I liked him enough to continue to entertain him, mm-hmm. he was not a frat guy.
He was not a frat, but did he end up being a frat guy?
He ended up being a frat guy. All right. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but at that point, I had already made up my mind about him prior to that.
I got you.
So, but yeah, like, it was the relationship only lasted a month. Like, we had been...
How old are y'all? Both of y'all?
What was I, like, 19, 20?
19, 20. What did
he do that was charming?
I worked in one of the buildings on the campus, and he just came by and, like, checked on me often. Oh, he was attentive. Had a nice little smile.
That's what I do.
Eye contact.
That's what I do.
Made me laugh. I'm a sucker for a jokester. So I was like, he's cool. He's, like, cool, comical. I'm all about the approach. If you, like... The biggest thing is just be yourself. Anybody that's himself and just, you know, make me laugh, make me smile. Like, I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. I like authenticity. So, yeah. But long story short, that only lasted a month because it's like I liked him enough to progress. And he kept telling me, well, in order for us to be in this spot, we would need to be in a relationship. So I was like, okay.
Well, relationship. He asked for a relationship?
I don't know. I can't say that he asked for the relationship, but he said, you're saying you want these. I only do these things when I'm in a relationship. So then I was like, okay, relationship it is. And he was like, okay. But turns out it wasn't really like that. And that's when I found out. I was really just rebound to this relationship.
How do you know he's rebound?
I kind of just found out through the grapevine, and he ended up just telling me about
it. So you let someone else tell you you was a rebound?
Well, someone else brought it to my attention, but we ended up having a conversation.
You let someone else tell you were a rebound?
Oh, no. No one told me to my face I was a rebound, but that was the conclusion that I drew when I put all of the bits and pieces.
So you drew it up yourself. You didn't...
Absolutely.
You never never sat down and talked to him and said, hey.
There was nothing to talk about.
Really?
But
you liked him, right? You liked him, right?
Yeah.
But it only lasted for a month, though.
So yeah, it wasn't that deep.
It was my You know what? Yeah. I was thinking, if it was nothing, then there's nothing.
Yeah. And it was with his help. Like, he was very honest. He let me know, like, when everything was put on the table, it was like, yeah, this is the woman I want. And I was like, oh, okay.
What is he doing now?
What is he doing now? And working on another relationship.
Oh, wow. You know what? Then I can't get mad at you. I can't get mad at you. You did your
thing. You can't wild.
No, if you're now single and he's single, then I can't get mad at you. You did your thing. You did what you could do. And yeah. From what I've heard, what you said, like, you did your thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know about him. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know either, but
and this girl's backing you up like a motherfucker.
She knows the story.
Absolutely.
She knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Why don't we get on her story?
Absolutely.
Why don't we get on her story?
Have you been a side chick, Brittany?
No, I've actually never.
Never?
Been. Never.
Not that I know of.
I've been a side dude, and I knew all of them. I knew every last one of them. I even dapped up the dude a couple of times.
Oh, gosh. That's another level of it.
Wow, that's actually...
No, it's not my fault. It's not my business. That's her business. She wanted to do what she wanted. She wanted to cheat. She wanted to cheat. I'm just saying, like, dude
that's
was in my...
not my business.
The dude was in my inner circle. So, like, what I'm supposed to do? Like,
in your inner
circle? Not inner circle. Not like best friends or... Hold on. Don't judge me. Not like dude was like, ooh, hung out all the time, but he knew the same people I knew, so we always seen each other. So, you know, I'll come around, you know, you walk in somebody's house, you gotta speak when you walk in.
Right. Oh, so that's what you mean by
I gave him a fist bump.
So you hit his house.
But still, I did my side dude duties, like, you know. When my phone was called, I came. I cleared out the schedule when she came through.
You cleared out the schedule?
Yes.
He was ready.
Yes.
Made yourself readily available.
Yes. Yeah. I had nothing else going on. So I had my side duties too.
Is this a side dude to married women or a woman?
No, it's not married women.
Either one. Dating or married. No. She wasn't married. This was all.
But either one, you're okay with either one.
No, married. No, no. Okay. I value marriage.
Some unmarried women can bring that out of you. So, I'm just saying. Not to me. I
hunched a married woman one time.
All right, there you go.
But
you hunched.
But you're not gonna judge me, but I hushed her. But she said she was going on a break with the dude. Like
separated.
No, yeah, separated. They're about to get a divorce or whatever. They never got a divorce.
Yeah, that's always the story. I've heard this.
Yeah, so she tricked me into going against me. I'm the victim.
You the victim. She used you.
Yeah, she used me. And she was an older woman. So
she had to get back. She had to get back at her husband.
She had her, what is it called? Break.
Your break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I hate that. You hate it too, break?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You believe in a break?
I don't.
I don't believe in a break either.
If I've made up my mind that I just don't want you in my space like that, and vice versa, then it's over. It's kind of like, and then it breaks. Breaks be, oh, we're just giving each other permission to fuck other people. Because why else are you going on a break?
For real.
Because if you just simply need space.
Sometimes women are too
just
much.
Just take your ass home.
I'm going to just say that. Like, sometimes women are too much.
Like a break, like,
I mean,
it's the worst. Like, if a girl get pregnant on a break.
No,
not my relationship. No, is not, a relationship cannot rebuild for that. Like, you get pregnant on a break. That's it. Like, this is it.
Yeah, like, so much can happen during a break. A break is a break up, in my opinion.
I like that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I agree. All right, so for our second question that you guys have to answer.
Shit, that went 40 minutes.
No, oh, 40 minutes.
Yeah, bro, I'm looking at that. Oh. I mean, bro, that was 12?
Yeah, bro, what you looking at?
That first one? I'll see it right here, bro.
Nah, man. That's where we at. What advice would you give someone falling in love with you? What advice would you give someone that's falling in love with you?
I want
to hear you? This. Be honest. Like, we got to be honest here now.
If you lie, you lie, bro. I'm going
to
call you out.
One, they need to be open-minded.
Open-minded to what?
Open-minded to different obstacles.
You just mean obstacle culture, interests, or...
I think when you love someone, like, you really open up your heart to them and you really accept them in all of their stages.
Mm-hmm.
And so each person has different sides and layers to them,
mm-hmm,
that they need to be accepting to. So I think that's important.
You don't think there's things you could tell them from the beginning? Like, once you get to a serious level, that you'd be like, yo, this is my issue...
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell them. But things happen over time you can't control. And open-minded individuals, I think they succeed better versus someone who's closed-minded.
All
right. I love it. Go ahead.
And then it's just...
That's a great word.
Yeah, when it comes to love, you need to just be all the way in it and really be able to ride with the ups and downs. Because there will be downs and there will be ups.
Brittany? Second Brittany?
Brittany
number two, Brittany.
I will say, if there is any trauma that you haven't yet dealt with, then...
No, falling up with you.
Right. The advice that I would give someone falling in love with me,
mm-hmm,
any trauma that you have not dealt with yet, work on healing that.
You're not willing to sit for that.
If the trauma
hasn't been dealt with, you're not willing to sit for that. Because some people, like, you know, you got so much going on, some people leave you at your lowest. So,
okay,
I'm not trying to judge you or anything.
Like, we're
not here to judge. So, if you're willing to take off on somebody that's dealing with so much, like a damaged ex or whatever, mm-hmm, not like an ex damaged them or whatever, and they're not insecure, they're like, they always, you know, try to be a detective where you are and whatnot. You're not willing to sit for that.
Well, okay. So let me elaborate on what I mean by deal with that.
All
right. I mean, acknowledge it and know that it exists and know that it's something that needs to be worked out and worked through. Because I can only sit through but so much. But you control that. that initial stage of acknowledgement. Because that's on both sides too, but that, a lot of the times, that is the roadblock in relationships and in effective communication. And that, for me, seems to be the biggest issue with guys or men that I'm coming across, is just like that lack of open communication. And a lot of times it's their own personal traumas. So that's my biggest piece of advice. If there's anything that you haven't just sat with, if you haven't done any self-evaluation, self-reflection internally, that you kind of need to sit with that by yourself first and know that it exists before you can move forward with someone else, because there are a lot of people, men and women, that are just so understanding and so willing to work through things. But if you don't take any personal accountability for it, it's really hard. And especially with our generation, the millennials, like, you've seen so many relationships and marriages kind of just crumble before they make it to 5 years, before they make it to 2. So yeah, that we just have to deal with that, and we have to overall be better communicators. The second thing is, just talking about communication, you have to be willing to be a better communicator, because nobody's perfect. But if that's not something you care to work on, you absolutely cannot. We can't, you know. So those are my two biggest things. Those are my two biggest pieces of advice for someone wanting to fall in love with me.
It must come. Must be mentally right.
Mentally ready. I'm a very direct person too.
Can I shout to a joint question? Mm-hmm. What is the biggest issue you have right now with dating? Like, so I'd say the last three, four dudes you dealt with, what is the biggest issue you've had? Like, was it like he was broke? Was he like
I can go and talk on that. I think
it's a joint question.
Okay. I think she agrees too, because we've
I said broke and she jumped on it. I'm saying it's bigger than broke. I'm just saying, like,
no,
it could be broke. It could be like this guy had no emotions or whatever, bro. Like, I'm just saying.
So the biggest thing that we both, since it's a joint question, have encountered is communication skills.
All right.
I feel as though the basic, I would say, basic things, just communicating thoughts, being expressive. Those are a lot of the same issues that we're dealing with when it comes to dating different guys, and it's from all ages.
Right.
It's not just 20s.
So communication is horrible all around.
All around, all ages. And I think it starts with, I'm not blaming it on the household, but I'm blaming it on, I don't know what can change, but it's almost as if a class needs to be taught.
I feel like the only reason communication is horrible, and
did you not hear that, bro?
She said, "Class needs to be taught."
Hold on. First of all, while we're laughing,
I definitely believe you.
She said it's
1,000% on board with that.
Exactly.
Like, our community just getting back.
Which community? Which community?
Yeah.
Say black community.
Black community.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Say black. Black
community. Getting to where we need to be. We need to get this communication together, because that's why we're not on the same page. And I do believe there's a class that needs to be taught.
Absolutely.
But communication is a formula, and we don't understand the formula. We think it's all about being heard, and we forget about the part where we need to understand. When we understand, it's easier to agree to disagree.
Good God.
When you can understand.
Good God.
So absolutely, it needs to be a class taught on this shit.
No, preach. But like, it's really, because you know, with the black community, we're all about image or whatnot. So communication about what issue you have going on and whatever is not, it's somewhat looked down upon, but also, you know, some people will accept it. So if somebody come with you like, oh, my ex really messed me up or whatnot, they want to tell you that, but they're not going to tell you that. So that's where the communication is lost, or they do something that you probably think is lame or unacceptable.
And that's trauma in itself, because we as women, we have to take accountability. We're a part of that culture that kind of, sometimes you can make a man feel bad for being vulnerable. And I'm at a point in my life where I don't want this if you don't, if you can't feel vulnerable with me. I don't want this if you don't feel like it's a safe space in this environment that we're in. And I think that is trauma too. And I think that's kind of one of those things that you have to build on that. And I'm understanding because I know where it comes from. It stems all the way back to slavery for me. A lot of things that we deal with goes all the way back there for me. So because I know that, I acknowledge that, I'm more understanding to the, it's going to take us all some time to get to a place where we need to be on the communication tip. But if you don't, if you can't acknowledge it, like, we should all be at a point where we acknowledge where the problem stems from, where it's rooted. You can't even acknowledge that. It's problematic for me at where I am in my development, my personal development when it comes to relationships with people in general.
All right, so we're still on the conversation. We're still on the topic of communication. So you would like for a dude to be more vulnerable to you? Brittany?
Yeah.
I think. And I so you don't want to, I'm sorry, but you don't want a man to be like, oh, I need him to lead and make all the decisions. And because some woman could, like, I'm the type of dude, like, I'm gonna be honest, I'm somewhat of an alpha, but I will want the woman I'm involved with, I will want her opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make all the decisions myself, because I don't want all the blame to be on myself. I want the blame to be on her too, but still.
That's vulnerability.
Yeah, so I'm gonna ask her for her opinion and what should I do and whatnot. But some females be like, oh, be a man, make the decision and whatnot. So, you know, some females I can go to. So I have like my sister, and I have a female best friend. Those two I go to when I feel like I can't go to a female that I'm involved with, because I feel like she wants me to be this macho man, you know, make all the decision. Oh, we're going out to eat right here. I'm like, nah, let me take my sister. Oh, do you think this Spanish food place is a good place to go to eat? Mm-hmm. Like, something like, play like that. So, would you, like, do you think black men or black men or any man, whatever, should be more open to communicate? Because I know white men, to be honest, I know white men are more, you know, being 50-50 on decisions with women or somewhat. But do you think men should be more vulnerable on talking to, you know, making decisions? Or
I think the decision-making piece, that all, and that's why communication is so important. I know it's so cliche to say communication, but that literally is the root of everything positive in relationships. All relationships, work, platonic, romantic, whatever. It just depends on what the preference is. There are that too. It depends on what the preference is, and you have to have an open line of communication in order for people to know what the expectations are. Some women want to sit back and let you make all the decisions. Some women want to be an equal partner. You don't know unless you
playing
talk
your role.
About it.
What about playing your role?
What is my role?
Like, you playing your role, like, you doing what you need to do. Like, have you done that?
In a relationship, yeah.
Yeah. So you woke up, you've made breakfast for your guy, you know what I mean? You've played your part as a woman, and it hasn't worked out?
That wasn't my part as a woman.
So the relationship, you've been in a relationship, you said that earlier, right?
Yeah.
And the relationship you've been in, you didn't do that?
Nope. I've only been in two adult relationships.
All right, two relationships. How old are you?
I like how you said that, 30, two adults.
Two adult relationships.
Yeah, I like it.
31
is one, and what's the other one?
Oh, how old was, I was 25 with the first one.
All right, 25. Right. 25 and 31 another one.
And he was older. That does matter.
It does matter. But let's not jump to other things. Listen. You said you're 25.
I was 25, yeah.
And then the other one, you was what?
The other one, how old was I in 2000? 28. I had 28.
So 25, yeah. 28. And how old was the guy at 25?
40.
He's 40. Oh. All right. How old are you?
My ex dating a dude that's 40 right now. It's so weird, man.
We're not running away from this. No, listen. You're 28. How old are you? How was the guy?
He was 35.
He's 35, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Who's making more money?
Both of them are making more money.
No, I said.
Oh, out of the two.
You jumping?
Out of the two.
Yeah.
The second guy.
The second guy was making more money.
Yeah.
Was he more demanding? The second guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was more demanding. All right, hold on. He was more demanding. How old? So he was how old?
35.
What did he ask you to do? Like, what was the demanding? Like, what did you say? You said demanding.
Maybe demanding is not the word.
All right. Well, we'll use the word you want to use.
Very certain and particular.
What he wanted.
He wanted other decision.
All right. So what did he want? What did he want? Tell me.
He wanted a chameleon.
A chameleon. Which someone is great. Someone adapts to what he was doing.
Can adapt.
How much money was he making more than you? Like, how much more?
I'm sure. Like, we didn't get to that point. We were talking actual.
No, what'd you guess? What'd you guess right now? You'd be like, yo, how much?
If I were to guess, he had to be making like 30,000 to 40,000 more than me.
30,000 to 40,000. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot. All right. He had kids.
No.
But he wasn't living in Orlando.
We were long distance.
All right, then. So, all right. There's not much I can say about
that. It was short lived. Now the other one.
25.
Was a little. It was a year.
A year. You was with him for a year.
But he was too old, long story short.
How old was he when
you? Somebody's kids going to break up with her old dude.
He was 15 years more than you. So you were, so at that time you were 30. He was 40.
No, I was 25.
He was 25. 40. And he was 40. Mm-hmm. How much money was he making? How much, you think? You don't know how much he was making, seriously, but how much do you think?
I would say between 80 and 100.
80 and 100, right? Yeah. And was he demanding? Like, he asked you. He was nasty. He's not demanding. How often did he want to see you a week?
He was kind of missing
as well. Well, we give
so
me
it was a week or bi-weekly.
So he wanted to see you one time a week?
Bi-weekly, bro.
He lived
so every 2 weeks. Him. Once every 2 weeks he wanted to see you.
It's not about wanting to see me, but that was practical. No. It's
practical.
Never,
I got you. I got you.
Yeah.
All right. So what about you? What about yours?
Okay.
You said you had an ex that did the same thing that...
That dated a 40-pound?
Yeah, 40 year. Well, how often she want to see you, bro?
No, we were the same age, though. Me and her the same age.
No, I just wouldn't. Bro, I'm asking that, bro. I'm just saying, how often do we see?
But it's different with men, though. Like, if you date a woman with the same age as you...
You're jumping the question, baby.
So, what's you trying to...
No, I'm
maybe I don't have enough experiences for the question you're trying to ask.
No. His answer was going to get to it. Go ahead.
So, again, what's the question?
How often did Jit want to see you?
The girl want to see me?
Yeah, half the
day. Every day.
Every day, yeah, chill. Y'all live together, right?
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, not that ex, but yeah.
All right, then not that ex. I'm
talking about now. Okay. But, okay, I lost your question.
No, because I thought you were talking about the one ex.
Not that one ex.
No, but so you saw this girl every what?
All my listeners know I hate that ex. But I'll go ahead.
Hey, you hate her?
We hate her.
We hate her. But how often did you see her?
We live together.
All right, we live together. And then you seen yours for how many? How
every often? 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So when this guy seen you once every 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and you could, in your heart, look at me with your two eyes and say, yo, this dude was taking you serious?
Well, that's why we're not together. I never told you that.
No, we know that. You said that in the beginning. That
so he never wanted nothing serious.
He claimed me as his girlfriend, but I think it was more of a convenience thing than like someone.
But did you ever believe it? Did you believe that?
At one, it believe what?
That you believed he wanted you to be his girlfriend. You believe that?
Yes.
You really believe that? How? What made you believe that? I want to know what you...
Because he said it.
Just the words. And you knew he wanted to see you once every 2 weeks and you still believe...
What I said is not about him wanting... He didn't want to see me once every 2 weeks. But that was what was practical.
All right. So that's what he showed
they
you.
They were long distance.
We were also an hour away.
How often did I FaceTime?
Nothing about no FaceTime, but we talk every day.
40 years
they
old, man.
Communications. He was a little older,
what I mean? So, all right. There you go. If I'm not dissing relationship, because you're very beautiful, you look like you got your shit together, but I'm telling
you.
All right, you're good. You know, I'm just saying that, look at the relationship. He told you what he wanted. You feel me? He just showed you what he wanted. He showed you. What do you mean? Think about it real quick. No, think about it. Your relationship real quick.
Right.
Now, what did he show you?
In the end, we're not together.
I know
what he's talking about.
All right, go ahead.
What's what he's trying to say? He tried to drag you along, basically.
No, like, I recognize that after some time. In the beginning, we were still we were too new for me to see that. But after some time, I was like, you like, this is fun for you. You're getting some young, you know what I'm saying? And this is cool. And I went about my merry way. So after, it took me some time to be like, oh, you're not really, this ain't a practical situation.
You already lived your life.
So I ended our relationship. He ended
when you ended it, what did he do?
We still cool today.
No,
and he tried to fight back for
you? No.
In the moment, no. Like, But he ain't got no fight in him. Like, that's not what he
did. He was too tired.
Guys, let me tell you something.
He's still single to this day. Like,
I'm going to put you on real game. Dudes, men are like hunters, bro. Like, if you try me and I want you, I'm going to say something back to you, bro. I'm not going to let that slide.
Well,
bro,
here's the thing. Like, he hunted me in that sense. Like, we don't. Anytime we end a situation with a man, it's because he hunted for me. But I think he was looking for a certain. And at that point in time, I wasn't really. It was fun for me, too. Like, I wasn't looking for a relationship. I got a little older and I got a little mature. And I was like, actually, I think you're too old for me. And
I like the female said that.
Oh, you think you too old for me?
I would like to not say that, because that's my preference. I'm physically attracted to older men, but I'm learning that they not really where you think they should be.
The man that I'm referencing,
we're still cool to this day, and he's still single to this day. And he's doing very well for himself, even better than he was then. And I'm like, you should not still be single. You're handsome. You got your shit together. It'd be shit wrong. And when I got older and matured, I was like, oh, yeah.
Maybe he missed out on his 20s where, he could have
He has some mental issues.
What mental issues did he show you that he had?
He absolutely needs to work on himself.
Yeah. No, what do you say mental?
Mental issues. I think it's just more so, let me sit down and focus on myself before
She's not getting to the point, though. She's talking about, let me work on myself. No, I said, what mental
issues?
I want to know.
His mental issues is that he's off internally, so it spreads outwardly.
So you say his mental, when he's around people, right? Would you agree with that?
No, I don't know.
But what do you mean? I want to know what you mean.
He's just socially off.
All right, socially awkward. Socially awkward,
no,
right?
No. I'm okay with awkward. I'm awkward.
Everybody's awkward.
But what do you mean? You gotta tell me. You can't just say that with a hollow, like a hollow answer.
Mentally off meaning, in order for him to take anybody or want to be serious on that level with anybody, he has to work on himself. And I feel like he has mental issues that he needs to work on himself internally to say, okay, this is where I need to be as a man at this age and point in my life before I can entertain the idea of somebody else.
The only reason I say that is because I don't want you to say something about him and have no fucking backup with it. Like, if you're going to say something about the dude, make sure you dated him. Obviously, you know him better than any of us here. Like, make sure you have something to say behind that. Not just to say it.
Yeah, and we still cool. That's why I'm trying to respect the integrity of the relationship. But here's the thing, though. Women like us, we're struggling with men because we communicate directly. Like, we're kind of beating around the bush now because I'm talking about somebody specific. But just in general, when we have conversations, we're very direct. We don't do the LOL behind the sentence thing where I'm telling you exactly what I mean. And I'm literally struggling with people understanding that. I'm there's this like hole that some of y'all crawl in as soon as somebody tells you something and you take it and you run with it. Oh, she does not like me. No, I actually like you. That's why I'm saying it now. So that can be worked on so we can move forward. And that's what I mean by off. Like, you should not be that old and you cannot handle direct communication. Mm-hmm. It just shouldn't be that way.
I like her a lot.
Say your opinion, Joe.
I like her a lot.
That's what I mean by off. Like, you really, like, you all this life you've had and you still can't get this shit together?
Absolutely.
So nobody can really take constructive criticism.
I'm having a hard time with it, and I do my damnness.
So you're searching in the right areas too.
Structure it in such a way where I'm not being offensive, where it's just not coming off strong, and you can't throw the angry black woman thing at me. Like,
it's becoming work
to just have like an open and honest conversation.
Well, you gotta watch out. Every black man gotta worry about that. You see the angry black woman?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That comes out a lot of times. You know what I mean? So, I'm not saying you're one, but there's a lot of them out there. You know, I'm not saying Brittany's one. Brittany's very beautiful and very feminine, and she's a great woman. And, you know what I mean? I think the world of her, but I'm just saying, like, you don't want that to come out of her. You know what I mean? So what I'm just saying is, like, y'all got to be careful about bringing that out of y'all. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't want it to come out of y'all, but you still got to watch out, so.
And I'm sorry. Like, I got one more thing. And it's like, it's such a mindset, too. Talk your shit, too, man. Talk your shit. It's like, y'all, like.
Y'all, come on. When you say y'all.
Go ahead. Some of y'all. Well, okay. Black men. But I only deal with black men, so that's my only experience. I don't do a lot of interracial. That's not my thing. But, like, y'all attitude in certain places. And it's just like, hey, like, I don't know which way to be. You want me to be this way.
That's true.
In a sense of having conversation and going out to dinner and stuff in the bedroom. You want me to do this other person. You want me to be this aggressive person. And we got to switch it up a lot.
So when is it okay to be aggressive? Hold on. She said aggressive. She said aggressive person. When is it okay to be aggressive? I want to know when. When?
In the bedroom?
In the bedroom. How? Show me how. Tell me how you could be aggressive. Show me how you could be aggressive in the bedroom.
You going crazy. Go
no,
ahead.
I'm sexual.
No, yeah.
Hold on,
I'm trying to help her. I'm trying to help prepare the picture, bro.
All right, go ahead, bro.
Being aggressive, you said only in the bedroom, basically. But everywhere else, you want him to be vulnerable and, you know, open up.
That's not normal, bro.
I forgot the original question that quickly.
Where is it okay to be aggressive? Like a dude. When? Show me. Tell me.
See, now you add like a dude.
No, don't look. I'm talking to her because I'm going to get you next. I'm going to get you next. No, look at me, Britt, number one. When is it okay? Show me.
That was a bad word choice.
No. Well, all right.
No, it was a bad word choice.
All right. Out of the bedroom.
I'm never aggressive with my direct communication. So that actually was a bad analogy.
All right. When outside the bedroom. When is it okay to be okay aggressive?
Well, the whole thing of me bringing that up was I was talking about how we're just direct communicators and it's perceived that we're just very aggressive. In your face.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's not. It's not aggressive.
All right.
I'm literally in the most calmest tone.
No, you have not been aggressive at all. You've been so feminine. Brittany Martina has been feminine.
This is literally how I talk in every situation, whether it's happy thoughts. Or we need to talk about something that's going on. Like, this is literally always my attitude, my tone. And it's like, that people can't handle that.
But then we get into the bedroom, and now I need to
kind of just get out of my shell. And I'm like, figure out when you want me to get out of my shell and, you know, be real about it.
Has the guy called you aggressive before?
No, I've never been called. That was a bad word choice. I've never been called aggressive, actually.
God never called you aggressive. Have the guy called you aggressive?
No.
I don't feel like I'm getting my point across. I'm trying to figure out.
No, you got your point. No, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I know exactly what you're coming from.
Yeah.
With the guy, which you're talking about the guy versus girl thing and how do you come across and all that stuff. I get what you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, you said something about being aggressive. And you said, when you try not to come off and be aggressive, I'm like, all right, so when do you come off aggressive? So that's what I'm saying.
Aggressive was a bad word choice, but what I meant was, like, I guess assertive is. Or more, there is something sexy about being controlling in the bedroom or being very sure of yourself and demanding.
When have you been controlling
in the bedroom? There's something sexy about that in the bedroom, but when I'm like in your face in the kitchen having brunch, trying to have a conversation about what happened last night, is a problem. And that y'all.
What do you mean? What about last night? I don't get it.
I'm just giving like a story. You know, sometimes something happened last night and we had a little tiff.
Yeah.
And I want to wait until the next morning to have a conversation and.
Yeah,
that is my moment of assertiveness that you can't tolerate.
He couldn't handle that.
Now you're looking for me to be assertive and all that stuff. You got to figure out when the fuck you want me to be assertive because you can't pick and choose when it's okay and when it's not. So that's an observation that I made. That's a little sidebar.
No, that's some real shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's some real shit. Like, I've never heard anybody say something like that. What do we have to say about that, Brandon?
No, I think she makes some very valid points. In a sense of just how you move and how you deal with certain situations.
Would you be okay with you being assertive of the guy? Like, and marry him? Like, would you not?
No, I'm not going to be assertive all the time. What about you, Brittany Moore?
He needs to step up. He needs to be assertive, number one.
He needs to be a leader.
He needs to be a leader, no matter what.
Yeah.
What if this guy makes a shit ton of money, but he's soft? But he's, you know what?
Ain't no way he makes a shit ton of money and being soft.
No, what if he's IT? What if he's an IT?
I can see that, but no, I won't be entertaining that.
What you mean? He makes a shit ton of money and IT. He takes
I'm not dealing with that with someone who's that what do
you
mean? Soft.
But he's providing and he's protecting you.
Great, but I'm not.
He mainly just providing. He's not protecting.
No, protecting meaning he moved you into the gated community or anchors in front of.
Of course, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying. Like, yeah, I tell
you. You're trying to give him impossible. You're trying to give him, like, an undeniable situation.
Right.
Don't say his name, bro.
Right.
Why you saying
so,
his name?
So,
all
right. Your
and
next situation.
It's still
situation,
deniable.
It's still deniable?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's certain things need an alpha in different man. Ways. You know what I mean? Certain people like certain things. I know I like to be turned on by my men. All women don't like that. All women don't care about that. All
right, let me ask you this. You said turned on, right? Turned on. How often do you, like, imagine having sex with your husband?
I would imagine every day.
Right. You want to have sex every day?
I can imagine that. No, probably not the most practical thing, but in my mind today.
At worst.
At the worst?
Yeah. Once a week?
Yeah.
Once a week?
No, Brit B.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think I would be okay with like 4 to 5 times a week.
4 to 5 times a week?
Yeah.
Shit, well, that's a workout.
Well, we...
Minimum. I mean,
no, but
she's not lying though.
Is that your worst?
No, she's not.
My worst as a married couple depends on what stage we're at in the marriage, but yeah.
4 or 5? At worst, 4 or 5?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm not going to lie. She's not lying, 4 or 5. Bro. Like,
What's your? How many?
No, I need to fuck every day, bro. I'm an animal, bro. Like, shit, fuck that. Like, I'm not talking about fucking going in the room and having sex. I'm talking about role playing. I'm like talking about doing a whole bunch of different shit.
Every day, though.
It doesn't need to be fucking every day, but we need to be. You know what I mean? We need to have show affection every day.
Okay.
Not sex. Not literally sex, but we need to show if we need kids.
I'm good for 3 or 4 times a week. But like I'm more of a spontaneous sex type of dude, so like you could be washing dishes, just know this dick coming.
You find that sexy.
No, it's just like, oh, the dick is up, so we gotta get to work. Like
absolutely.
Playing sex is not my best sex.
No, I don't think
you said
so.
What sex was your best sex?
Playing sex. So I can't be like, oh, babe, I'm coming from the game. I'm thinking you just dick. No, it's not going to happen. I might wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and be like, hey.
At the same time, if I'm at 3 a.m., she's probably with me, bro.
No, bro. I'll roll over and start pulling down drawers, bro. Like, it's weird, bro. I'm still asleep, bro. I'll roll over and start pulling down some drawers, bro.
And I'm with it, too, but I'm more like, bro, we got to plan shit. We got to be smart. No. We got to be like, yo, I'm going to meet you out here.
No.
And we're going to role play or we're going
to
fucking...
I can go on a whole...
We're going to put out different outfits.
For both, for sure.
I can go on a whole vacation with a female and don't have sex with them. As soon as we land or something, that's when I probably want to give you some dick. Like,
nah,
it's weird,
I'm talking about pulling up in the airport in the bathroom. What you mean? Why we can't do that? If we're going on all-inclusive, what you mean? We're going to Mexico? We're going to sit there and like...
Oh, you mean in the restroom of the resort?
Whatever.
The resort, okay. I'm talking about the airport.
No.
You're talking about an airport, nah.
Shit, if you could find an airport that's like that, every airport is different, though.
You about to get corona on your dick, bro.
Well, I'm not thinking about corona. I'm thinking about like pre-corona, bro. I'm thinking about like normal times. I'm thinking about normal times, bro. Like, I'm not talking about
normal times.
But yeah, like you could do it like that, bro.
No, I'm more of a spontaneous, so it's like 3 or 4 a week. So
yeah,
I can't do that. I can't do it every day.
If as a nigga, bro, you were a female, if you fucking her every day, like she got your fucking sexual, like she got you at a 10, bro. Like not every girl could do that to you, bro.
Bro, I gotta let her miss the dick or miss the head a couple of times, though.
Is that a thing?
What?
Making her miss it?
Yeah. You got a craving, man. It's a craving.
It's definitely true. But it's a craving. Different females, bro.
What? Can you eat your favorite food every day?
No, you can't. Okay, so that's then. A good analogy. Okay. But so, okay. What? Why? Do you feel like she's going to get tired of you? Or...
That too? Like, come on, bro.
Or
like,
it just adds to the experience for you? Like, what's the root behind that?
From, you know, trying to be spontaneous or not giving that to her every day. It's just, you know, giving you a break or... Because, you know... You about to have this penis for the rest of your life. Well, if we talk from a marriage point of view, you about to have this penis for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So I got to switch it up sometimes. I got to give you some lazy dick sometimes, some hype dick sometimes, some drunk dick sometimes. I might even smoke a couple of times. Like, I got to give you a different. Yeah, I got to be different. I got to give you three type of different dudes in one, basically. Just like the way y'all females switch up your hairstyle. Or the way you dress for a certain event or whatever, mm-hmm. you're giving a dude a different side of you. So, right. So he basically got three girlfriends in one, or three wives in one. I gotta do the same thing. I gotta do the same thing with my dick. Like,
question now: is this universal? Is this one of y'all's codes, or
this is what I can with my life? Like, this is this, no, this is what I. This is what
you
I.
You said naughty.
Nah, he with it.
He's speaking universally.
He's speaking
universally.
Okay.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not sure. I don't talk to other dudes about their dick.
I feel you.
Presentation.
I thought y'all did, but okay.
No.
Hell no. He might lay some shit on. Like, the fuck?
Yeah. He like role play. I don't like role playing.
Yeah. I like role play. I don't give a fuck.
No. What's role playing to me? No, it's nothing. Okay. I'd rather, you know, you cooking and I'm going to slide behind you and you.
That doesn't do nothing to me. That is nothing to me, bro. I'm like way different from that, bro. Like, I'm more like,
you're not turned on by her being hard at work.
No, I'm more turned on about her wearing heels and I'm catching her off after work. I'm like, damn, she has some heels. She's like a boss ass bitch. That turns me off.
What if she wearing heels in a kitchen cooking?
What?
Oh, I'm knocking you off. I'm knocking you off.
Yeah, that's the kitchen cooking.
That will turn me on. Okay. That's some different shit. Okay. It's more different shit or like, just, you know what I mean? It could be a million different ways, bro. There don't have to be, she could be walking in with a swimsuit. Or she could be walking in, like we just said, heels. Or she could be walking in from shopping for our kids or whatever, bro. Like, she walking in and I'm seeing her grinding and I'm like, that might turn me on, bro. Like,
same.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, damn, she put it in work. This is not for us. It's for our family. I want her more because of that.
Do you think that's like a conversation? Do y'all have those conversations?
No,
that's something that you just keep to yourself.
Yeah, I think that conversation keeps to yourself.
Because you know what? When it's natural and organic, it's way more sexier. So I would never do that.
I agree. Imagine that. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what you like? Okay.
Definitely, right. When it's more natural and organic.
Imagine you tell your wife, all right, I like when you walk in with heels, and out of nowhere, she's like, glap, 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 glap. You know what I mean? When you walk in with heels, she's like, yo, like, I just told you that shit, bro. You're like, yeah, I don't want this shit. Right. That would be sexy, bro.
Yeah,
like,
natural.
And you know what? For guys, it's a million different things. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You can't overthink it. You just have to be yourself, because
It could be your natural hair. It could be... the underwear you have on, the shoes you got on, the outfit you have on.
The way you smell.
The way you talking that day. And the way you smell, you 100%, 100, bro.
I once gave a girl a dick because how she argued for my food. Like,
I can appreciate that.
I gave her a dick because she argued for my food. Like, the girl gave me, I wanted fries and she gave me like potato wedges or whatever. And the girl like, but you order fries. I'm like, nah, this is cool. Don't worry about it. This is cool. She's like, nah, you order fries. Hell no, she'll give you fries. She argued for my fries. But I'm like, oh.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you meant she argued with you, but she went in on a waiter. Like,
yeah, she went on the waiter for my food. I'm like, oh, yeah, she the one. Like, she the one. Like, she from it.
Can you bring me my plates?
Oh, I didn't know but it was worth it.
It's different.
Oh,
like,
this little thing right here.
I once had a girl on my podcast. She said she get turned on how way a dude drives a car.
I
can see that.
That's a basic.
Yeah, that is sexy.
That's a basic.
And then the way you start, like, you know, there's swag to it.
Yeah,
you talk about in the car, bro. Brody, bro. You ride in the car, you talking about you.
No, because sexy. Some people use two hands, some people lean back, some people just.
I drive 10 to 2. 10 to 2.
I'm not with it.
I don't know about Taylor too, but
I like watching a man get ready to go out.
All right, that's cool. Now, see, I'm feeling it, Brody.
And he be so, like, he be thinking about what's going on because he planning.
You exactly, know I mean? Bro. So I'm holding the steering wheel. Holding the steering wheel is getting in your head. You're basic. Like, you're a bro.
Hey, chill, man. Chill. She cool. She family, bro. She family.
No, I'm not saying Brad. I'm saying anybody.
No, I'm talking about the girl that said it, bro. She
family. She's cat. She's cat. Hold on, still,
bro. Bro, ever since he said that, bro, I drive different when the girls in the car. I drive different when the girls.
No,
in the car.
I don't blame you. Some girls like that.
I be laid back, chilling.
Strokes for different people.
Different strokes for different.
So you like when a dude get ready for going out.
If a girl look good when she going about to go out, then you don't need to fuck with her. I'm talking about, is she in front of that vanity, or is she in front of that mirror? Is she putting that makeup on? Is she looking sexy? Or is she playing that track? Or is she playing on that?
I might give her some to go dip.
All right, yeah, there you go. That's how much she mean to you. But you talking about if you can't earn that from a dude, like you need to sit down, bro. Like on everything, bro. Dead ass. If you getting ready and that nigga not like hounding you like a dog. Bro, we're men. We're meant to hunt.
Oh, he cheating.
All right, my bad.
If a dude not hounding you when you getting ready to go out, he cheating.
Like,
he got something planned after you.
And I'm not talking about hunting you like he's trying to fuck you. I'm saying hunting you like he's like looking
compliment.
At you.
Like compliment.
Sometimes he don't have to compliment. He could just look at you. And you looking at you, and he like, yo, damn, bro. Like, you know what I'm about to do that when I get back home? Like, hey, I'm telling you how dudes think. My end is when you get back home.
Cause
I can see that.
I'm a homebody, so I.
She ain't say a homebody, but he might not show you, touch you, but he might look at you and be like, yo, I'm about to. When she get home, she don't know what's about to happen, Brody.
Send you a dick pic while you're at the club.
Yeah. You close the door, it's like the Michael Jackson Thriller. You know, she looked back and she seen him and he was a fucking
werewolf. Oh my gosh, that was the most exciting thing for me one time. I was in like a little nude situation and we were like, we're still
nude
to this.
Hold on. Stop. I want to hear this.
Nude. She said nude. Stop it.
I was in a nude situation.
A nude situation
with
N-E-W.
Yeah, and I met him on Plenty of Fish, and like, we're still cool to this day. Like we just had a real cool relationship, and I was in Costa Rica with my homegirl celebrating a birthday, and I got a nice little surprise on WhatsApp, and I was so happy about it.
A dick pic?
Yes.
You were happy about it?
Yeah. Like,
so girls don't get happy about dick pics. No way. And they sit there arguing about dick pics all the time. They get,
because
they
don't be wanting those.
Yeah, we y'all
so
his.
So you went in his?
Yeah, because we had established a rapport.
We thought he just sent the pic. We thought he sent
a random pic.
That's what we thought.
Became friends after.
It was a
No, that's what we talking about, bro.
That became friends after.
All right, go ahead. Give the story.
But that was the story. Because you said that, and it triggered that thought, that memory.
Not just a dick pic from me.
Did you at least get the dick?
When I got home, I was in Costa Rica.
But when you got home,
yeah, come on, man. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Hey. And that's what we mean, bro. Like, you see how he moved? He was smooth with it.
Yeah.
With no savages.
Mm. It's weird, though. Like, I never send a dick pic, but apparently his dick pic worked.
No, you but she established a rapport, bro.
Yeah, you have to know what stage you in. And you have to know if she even likes it, because even still, some women don't like that.
Yeah,
you know?
for real.
So you just have to know, again, communication.
Stop looking at your clock, bro. We're in a vibe. I have to work earlier than you tomorrow, so you better chill your ass out.
No, I was actually looking at a text message. Thank you.
All right, so last question. When was the last time you guys shot your shot? At a dude or at a female?
And don't lie. Like, this is, you know what I mean?
Be out there. When last time you shot your shot?
Don't lie.
In what way? Like,
I want this Britt first.
Flirt.
Britt right here gonna lie.
Initiate a flirt.
I want Britt number one to answer first. Because Britt number two gonna lie straight up. Let's go.
I think there are different levels of shooting your shot. So when you say shooting your shot,
all in.
You want him to ask you for your number. But you try to give him a hint that you like him or whatnot. And
the last time I shot my shot in that way was one of the relationships I referenced earlier. But the crazy thing is, I didn't know that I was doing that. Because I was, like, under the influence. I was celebrating my birthday.
I was a woman.
I was celebrating my birthday, and I kind of... And, you know, I've learned later in life that sometimes you actually have to do that. And sometimes it's going to work, and sometimes it's not. Because I've shot my shot in other ways that it didn't really work. But in that sense, it
You know what? Worked. I got a good question for you. Just for you. Okay. Name a shot. Name a time where you shot your shot and it worked on that night.
That the time that I'm talking about, it worked on the night I shot my shot. We were at a party in New Orleans. It was Essence Festival.
How old are you?
Shot my
shot.
How old are you?
I
turned 28.
28.
Yeah, I turned 28.
Yeah.
Shot my shot. Hit it off.
What made you shot your shot?
And I'm telling this story from his point of view because I don't need to this day. I still don't even remember it.
All right.
But he said I gave him the look, gave him that like little up and down look.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right. Cause he was out there like, that's how men go to Essence Festival to prey on women, like find a woman and whatever.
This is the one.
We caught eyes and he was like, yeah. And like we were leaving Essence Festival and I'm getting text messages from this man telling me he made it home safely. And I just had to be like, I'm so sorry, but I really do not know who you are. Like, what's going on with this? And one thing led to another and we're having conversations and then 3 months later, we're meeting a person again, and we claimed each other. We were in a relationship.
And did you have sex?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sex. Was it worth it?
Yeah, it was a great experience, actually. Because you know why that was a good experience for me? Even though it ended poorly, that was probably the only time in my life No, I don't regret it because he was the one time in my life where communication was so clear. Right. There was never any points of confusion with him.
All right, same question back to you.
When the last time you shot your shot?
The last time...
You shot your shot, it worked, and it worked out. Don't lie.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'll tell the truth. I mean, I don't really necessarily, like, go out and just, like, shoot my shot, obviously, due to COVID, but I will be a little bit more, like, I guess, flirtier with my tone to open it up where they feel comfortable. But they're like, okay, the door is kind of open, so let me go ahead and slide. I'll do that in a sense. Like, maybe I'll compliment you or, like, I'll just be a little bit more flirtier than normal. So it's kind of like, okay, I'm showing interest. So I'm expressing interest. So I'm shooting my shot in that sense.
But how would you let him know directly? Like,
no, I give a
shit. Directly, like, have you ever asked for a phone number? Have you ever, are you single? Ask him if he's single or whatnot. Have you ever did those type of questions?
Yeah, I'll ask, like, what's your status? Like, what are you looking for?
First time chilling, you said that?
Yeah.
What's your status?
Yeah, what's your status? What you looking for?
People ask that question?
Yeah, what's your status? All the time. I'll ask it. I don't mind it, because at this point in my life, like, I don't have time to be wasting. So it's kind of like I'm very direct to what I want in the beginning, so there's no confusion. And
that's
no
why
one
I love
hurt.
Older women. They have no time to waste.
We don't have time. I don't have time. My life is very occupied.
Do you want these kids or not?
Definitely. No, it's just strategy and, like, the day and, like, my life and dealing with life. I don't have time. So I have to say it up front so you kind of know. And then if it's not...
You think that push most guys away when you tell them what you want up front?
No. I mean, I guess I kind of... It depends. Like,
I prefer a woman that says that what she want up front, like...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to be married in 2 years, or I'm trying to be married in a year and a half, or whatever. And I'd be like, shit, my number is 5-6. Like, shit like that. But do you think being more upfront with dudes scare him away?
It depends on the man. If he's not there yet and he's not ready to get to the point where I'm at, it could be very intimidating or it can be very scary because... It happens a lot.
It doesn't happen a lot.
I mean, it's. I think people.
What did you say?
sorry.
Hold on. Go ahead. Right here. I want to hear this. I didn't hear it. I never heard that before.
No, it's bitch ass niggas.
It's bitch ass niggas.
Away shit.
It's bitches niggas. So what are they doing?
Absolutely.
What are they doing?
Bitch assness.
What are they doing?
When they're running.
So what are they doing? What are they doing in the beginning with it? I want to know because I'm still a young nigga. I wonder what's going on. That's true.
I mean, what's going on is, like, you're in it. You start off very easy breezy. You're cool. And you get to a point where you start to acknowledge your feelings changing and shifting in the situation, and what then you wanting? Tell them, hey, and sometimes, you know, honestly, the moments, I have to say, the moments that I did that, and that's why I asked, that's why we kind of needed to know what you mean by shoot your shot, because you can shoot your shot in different ways. But when you're already in a very friendly situation with somebody, and then it kind of changes, and you kind of just say, you don't necessarily say what you want, but you say what your feelings are right now. Some men get afraid of that, and they run off, and that's fantastic. So you should be able to handle that and take that head on.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
No, I got a question for her. let me ask some questions. Listen. All right. How old are you? All right, you two. Let's shoot you up.
No,
because I have a question behind it. Trust me. I'm not trying. I promise you, I have a question behind it.
How old are you?
31.
You're 31. 31. All right. Do you think between you two, keep it 100, do you think the time where you, how long you make the guy wait matters?
I think for some men it does.
No. No. You're running away from the question. See, did we say you answer that? I'm saying no, this. When you, if you're giving your daughter right now, you gotta go, you're pregnant, you have a daughter, and you're telling your daughter how long you should make the guy wait, would you tell your daughter to wait, make him wait, or would you say, you know, wait, it doesn't matter? And be real. Think about your daughter right now.
Think about my daughter.
An imaginary.
Imagine.
I'm never going to tell my daughter how long.
No, you're gonna be best like this with your daughter. What do you mean? Your daughter's going to ask you questions. What if she come home? Mommy.
But I'm never
Mommy, does this tell. Matter? Does this matter? What are you going to say back? And this is the tough question I'm asking you. You're on our podcast.
I think I'm never going to say my daughter to
No,
my
your
daughter.
No, your daughter asking you right now. What are you running? All right. Bray, you ask the question first. I'll let you get... Hey, Think about it real quick. Think about it. I'm not going to put...
No. I literally
No. Brit. Brit, number two.
It depends on the time of her life.
No, she's 15.
15.
She's,
first of all, I'm not...
No, she's 18. She's going into college, and she's asking you, Mom, what should I do? Should I make him wait, or should I let him give it to her? Does it not matter? Give it to her right now. Your daughter, right now.
Okay, at that point, you know, I can't tell her what to do in that situation because each situation is different, but I would give advice.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell her at that age, she should give it some time to kind of see where his head's at. All right. That's what I would tell her.
Now why?
She's still new to
it. Not about her, because she's your daughter. She's perfect. She's a princess.
Yeah, she's perfect. And as
what about this guy? Why are you making him wait? How do you know? What do you know about him? Why are you making him wait?
It's not. I think for anybody to be intimate in a certain level, you're exchanging certain things. So mm-hmm. You should really focus on yourself first. So it doesn't matter. Honestly, it's about her and her feeling comfortable.
It doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter how long she makes him wait.
It depends on the guy.
All right, but 10 minutes. All right, go ahead. Date number one.
Making him wait, like, I just don't like how that sounds. Do y'all think our ancestors were talking about, oh, we're gonna make him wait? Like, no, like, I hate that we've gotten to this point with sex. It's not about making him wait, it's about knowing who you're dealing with, and it really depends on what stage you are in your life. Thinking back. When I was in college...
Do you think guys don't care? You think guys don't care?
I do think guys care. I think some guys care.
You think guys care?
Yeah. No, I think corny guys care.
You think corny guys care?
Mm-hmm. Do you care about a girl...
What?
Why are you asking all these questions?
I see.
Back up,
bro.
I'm asking tough questions, bro.
No, bro.
Here,
back up.
No,
questions.
But, and then I want to finish
the answer, too. I'm going to ask them. I want an opinion.
All right, come on.
Wait a minute.
Brit number two.
She's not done.
All right, go ahead. My bad, Brit number one. My bad.
Make him wait is toxic as fuck.
All right, make it.
And it's
But you said something about corny. You said
it's
the guy's
corny.
The guy's corny.
Yes.
The judge, the woman.
Why?
Like literally, y'all niggas sometimes sit there and calculate how long a woman has made. All
right, so you're the son. You hear the son right now.
When really you it's should just... be more concerned about what the hell her intention was.
All right, but if you're the son,
made the decision to sleep. It's with
you, but listen, Michelle, I had a girl that gave me some on the first night.
Yeah,
we ended up dating for two and a half years.
Yeah,
and there's some dude that. You know, if a girl gives them on the first night, they consider as a hoe.
All right.
But that's what I think she coming from, where dude think it's corny that she decided to give up her body. You know, the first night, whatever. But that's just the way, you know, the date went well. She find him attractive and he was cool. But, you know, most of us guys are immature.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we care what other people say so much.
I don't know. I feel you on that.
Correct. That we take that where she gave us her body on the first night as of, oh, I succeeded. I don't need to do much more. You know, like,
And to bring it back full circle, when I mentioned earlier about those traumas y'all need to deal with, y'all need to deal with that shit. Because y'all make decisions based off each other. What I'm saying about it being corny, I'm not necessarily, because it's a spectrum, I'm not necessarily saying people should be giving it up on the first night either. But I think the stage that you're in your life does matter. Mm-hmm. When we're in college, my daughter is going to know, when you go to college, you have to recognize the fact that you are going to be dealing with some niggas that was cornballs when they were in high school. Mm-hmm. So they're here, and having sex with you is a badge of honor. So because of that, they're thirsty to talk about it. Is that what you want to deal with? Then you need to tread lightly on that. But when you get to a point where you're an adult and you're dealing with adult men, and adult men that has high emotional intelligence and has good communication skills, and y'all are having effective communication on your first date, you should know if that energy between y'all exists to actually move forward on the first night, if that's what you're willing to do. Or maybe it doesn't exist. Maybe we need another date. Maybe it happens next week. Or maybe it does actually happen in 3 months. For me personally, it shouldn't take me that long to know that I want you in that way. So it's never going to be a 3 month thing for me. That shit is the corniest shit I ever heard. Fuck Steve Harvey.
Yeah, that three months is crazy.
And making people think that shit is normal. That's not normal.
Yeah, and you know what? It should tell you that they're not for you, bro. If you're talking about 3 months, 3 months, and you
it doesn't been, take a second. And let me give him credit. He's not necessarily saying that it takes you that long, but you should know that you want to do it, but you should just wait for that. Shit is corny.
I refuse to wait 3 months for a woman that has a child. If you have a child and you try to make me wait 3 months, bullshit.
I think it's about where you are in your life and your development. I'm at a point in my life, I'm 31. Y'all, we've had enough conversation to know I like dealing with older and mature men. If we are mature and the shit was hot on the first night, cool. Maybe it wasn't hot on the first night, but it was hot the next week, cool. But if you're in your mind, oh shit, well, because she did it at this time, that she not worth shit, you are a whole cornball and you've completely missed the whole point in life. Mm. And we only have one life to live and you're fucking wasting it.
Yeah, real shit.
End of story.
Good God, I got another question for you.
Good, that was, hey, facts right there, bro.
Oh, like, Lord.
You smashed the show right there.
Facts.
You smashed the show, bro. We got the next question is this.
We give an
what do you think about Derrick Jackson and Kevin Samuels?
Ah, okay. So, you know what's funny? I appreciate the both of them.
Really?
I appreciate the both of them. They say Derrick. Let's talk about Derrick Jackson first. They say Derrick Jackson.
You like him. But be real. Like, you could discuss.
Well, I don't follow him. I'll be honest. Do you follow him, Brett? I don't. I'm not mad at. The reason why people
What do you think about Derrick Jackson? I want to get everybody's vibe on him right here before we talk about him.
Derrick Jackson. Let's be honest about Derrick Jackson. The reason why men don't like Derrick Jackson, because I ain't never heard a woman say she don't like Derrick Jackson. Men don't like Derrick Jackson because he's giving up y'all's secrets. It's men coming out here.
What secret he gave up? What?
I mean, he's giving up.
He's giving up.
No, he's not.
He's not.
He's evil. He's the worst one, bro.
Why?
He's the worst one because he's lying to y'all.
No, he basically sounds like
they say he's pandering.
And Kevin Samuels, the problem with Kevin Samuels is delivery is awful. You cannot talk to women like that.
That's my issue with Kevin Samuels. But I don't have an issue with what he's saying, because what Kevin, we have to remember, and this is my biggest takeaway. If you don't remember anything I said, remember this. And this is one thing that's just been sticking with me lately with all this conversation about relationships.
Yeah.
One man cannot speak for all men, and one woman cannot speak for all women.
Yeah.
Kevin Samuels, based on his experience, I think he's a he's a counselor, so his clients are these quote unquote high value men.
He's an image consultant.
He can speak for a group of men who feel this way. And if that's the group of men you're targeting, then those are the women who should be listening to what he's saying. His delivery sucks.
The group of men he's talking about is who y'all want.
It's the 1%.
Who wants them?
It's the 1%.
I want them.
The six-figure guys and
somebody. I don't want them at all.
That's who he's talking about. The
1%. But a lot of women do.
A lot of women do what?
Want them. I'm not seeking that guy. I'm not seeking him.
You're not seeking the 1%.
That 1% come with a lot that...
Yeah, it's a lot of other females. Yeah.
What do you think the 1% come with? What do you think 1% come with? The 1% dude, what do you think he comes with?
I think a lot of those 1%ers don't move with the intention on having a loving marriage. They move with the intention on, I need this because this is what works for me and my image. And them, we see it a lot.
And do you know that by off what they're saying or what we're seeing in your person? Yeah.
People talk about it all the time.
All right, cool. I have no problem with that.
Real Housewives, like they're not happy. Yeah, it's.
No, I have no problem with you saying that. I just want to know where you got it from.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Like, it comes with a lot. And I'm not saying it's all of them. But it comes with a lot. You have to deal with some things and be okay with some things. Those things I'm not okay with. Not because you make X amount of money. I have plans to
You don't think that money comes with something else? You don't think that? You think it's just the money? You think when Kevin Samuels or whoever, I don't give a fuck about Kevin Samuels, but I'm saying, when these dudes talk about six figures, 6 foot, or what's the last name? Six figures, 6 foot.
Six pack.
Yeah.
Or six pack. Whatever. You don't think it comes with something else?
Yeah, there's some other things going on.
Yeah, so...
for sure. I mean, you mean other qualities?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So you think it's easier to walk away from someone like that?
I don't think it's easy.
No, I mean, if that's the person that's in front of you, cool. But we're talking about a matter of seeking. We want that man. I don't know. I can't really say that I move in life.
So if you met a man right now, today, you went on a date. I met you on... What's the popular dating site? Tinder? Bumble?
Tinder.
Yeah. I met you. You met me. I was 6 foot. I made six figures. And what's the last one? That is...
Six pack.
Whatever. Whatever y'all call it. And you met me. You don't think that would intrigue you? You don't think you want me?
Yeah. I mean, I would give it a chance. Absolutely.
You give it a chance.
But I'm saying I'm not seeking. And then it's like, you're talking about six figures.
So what are you seeking?
Six figures is not the 1% either. So, what kind of 6 feet? You're not talking about like 150.
All right, you know what? I'll throw in this. I have a relationship with God.
You said what now? You have
six figures. Mm-hmm. We said six pack. I don't know what
six figures, six pack,
six feet.
6 feet,
and six is a relationship with God. Last one. What are you gonna do now? What are you gonna say now?
I mean, I will always definitely give that a chance.
You can give it a chance, right? Yeah. And if you didn't work out, who fault would it be?
It depends on the circumstances.
Two sides of the story.
It depends on what happened.
Like, damn. I was almost out in the box, bro. That's why it's Brittany. I'm like, Brittany off the hook. I'm like...
All right, so we totally got off of topic, which was good.
But you know what? I like that you speak your mind, though.
What was the topic? The topic was...
Damn, shit. Yeah. We got
when the last time you shot your shot?
Oh, yeah. And we went through the times we shot our shot.
The different times.
All right, I want to thank Brittany and Brittany for coming on to the podcast and speaking their mind.
Thank you for having us.
We got to do it again.
Yeah, we definitely have to do it again.
Y'all are definitely two people that should be on here two times. We don't let anybody on here two times, but y'all two are so interesting.
It's my producer, E.
Yo, we gotta bring him back, bro. What are you doing, bro?
It's your job. You done? All right. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Thank you for Brittany and Brittany for coming out. It's like that show, Mike and Mike.
Definitely the best looking woman we had on here, period.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Beautiful black woman.
How many other women y'all have?
It doesn't matter. Y'all the most, y'all number one. I like y'all natural.
We only have one person.
It's not, go listen. Go listen to this. Go look at this podcast. He got over 20 people on here. But no, dead ass. But every time we have a girl on here, they're always fucking trying to doll it up. And no, y'all, you girls look beautiful, natural. I love Britt. Britt is someone like I can't say enough good things about.
No, you know what I mean?
And Britt, number one, I'm still getting to know you. Hopefully you can hang with Britt number two. And yeah, we could build this up and yeah, we could do another show.
This is fun. I would totally be down for that.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
I gotta pee. I just gotta say that. But thank you guys for listening. Yes, and we're out. Thank you guys.
All right. Bye.
Met him about 2 months ago. Said his name was Jim and that he'd make me better than before. So we work it out every day. We be making heads to flow. You know what they say about the grass. What you water, that's on pro. So made it grow. Yeah, I know you love me.